Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Welcome to Cowboy Church. I'm Susie McIntyre Eaton, and this is Mr. Russ Weaver.
I like the Mr. part. Thank you.
Of course.
I feel like I'm the one that's in the stand when it's really hot and they have those little bottles that you missed on yourself. I'm Mr. Weaver. I'm glad to serve you.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
The second part of this is what drives you, and this is the good part, because it has to do with unction. And unction is a really great word if you're horse training. It has to do with the cues that you give the horse to do what he wants to do. So the unction is a progressive kind of thing. And we're going to be talking about it some more. But I've got a dog. His name's Coffee.
Okay.
And
I can't imagine.
Well, you guys got to have priorities,
right,
you know.
Right.
So Coffee was out of control. We named him Coffee because he always looked like he had been drinking too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
He was
a fing, fing, fing. Right.
So we took him to a dog trainer. And that dog trainer starts out, he got little hot dogs and he'd slice them up in little slices. And he'd hold a slice down and ask Coffee, call him by name, and he'd have him do different kinds of things. And he said, what I want to do is I want to take the thing that motivates him now, which is a hot dog. And he says, every time he does the right thing, then I pet him and call his name. And he says, it won't be long until this dog won't care about the hot dog at all. He wants the affection.
Right.
So it progresses. And so as you go through this and as you look through this process, I want you to look for the progression in the word unction or cue. And it ends up where we're supposed to end up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I really like it.
That's very good. That's very good. So it goes from out of the sins into the goodness, the unction of
God.
And
the cues that God gives us to.
Yes.
And it's kind of like this. When they're training those horses, they start out with fear.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, and they scare them until they do the right thing and they take the fear away. And it's a progressive thing from fear into reverence and respect.
Right.
And I love that concept. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah.
And I haven't said anything yet that's in the message.
Okay. this is all before. And this is what you're going to be able to look forward to in the message. What drives us? What drives us? I'm going to sing just a little bit and Russ is going to speak. Thank you for being with us at Cowboy Church.
This is a song that I adapted to our family. And it kind of tells a little bit of a history of our family.
When Reba got a part in the Christmas play, though she only had one song to sing, Mama spent all day and called the family together. And when Daddy lost it all in a cattle deal, everybody knew we couldn't pay our bills. We never missed a meal. We called the family together. We ate a lot of mountain oysters.
Family's there to cheer us on or catch us when we fall. They may not have all the answers, but they'll be there when you call. Like when Robert's dog named Jake ate his way through the wedding cake. We had an all-night bake with all the family together. And when Nancy's baby fought for her life until we knew she'd be alright, we prayed all night and called the family together. This family's there to cheer us on or catch us when we fall. They may not have all the answers, but they'll be there when you call.
all the family together. And when the wheels of time are standing still, and the Father's house is finally built, the good Lord will call his family together. Oh, the good Lord will call his family together. And you know what? It won't matter if you're a cowboy, a ditch digger, Methodist, a Baptist, a Presbyterian, or what, we're all going to be together. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can see you in all your glory here in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Thank you, Jesus. Johnny's mom also had to play daddy, a challenge so many have in life. From packing lunch and combing hair, brushing teeth and bedtime prayers, she only had time for one man in her life. Well, she dressed him for church Christmas morning, a place they hadn't been since he was two. And he ran out of Sunday school talking about the golden rule and said, "Mom, I think I found someone for you. He's good with kids, he plays in dirt, and he helps people when they hurt. He don't throw stones, he likes to fish, and he climbs trees. Just what we've been praying for." He said, "There's more, Mom, I talked to my teacher. He's got a good job working for his dad. He doesn't drink, he doesn't swear, he doesn't hit, so don't be scared. Bad things will turn out like they always have. He's good with kids, he plays in dirt, and he helps people when they hurt. He don't throw stones, he likes to fish, and he climbs trees. Just what we've been praying for. On every word he says you can believe, and whatever we do, he'll never leave. He's good with kids, he plays in dirt, and he helps people. He can be the wife, and he's certainly our very best friend. Amen. Amen.
Anything that is physical, body, can become very addictive to where you have to overcome something in order to get victory over it. But that's called lust of the flesh. The second kind of sinful nature is lust of the eyes. Lust of the eyes is always wanting what you shouldn't have or can't have. Always coveting what the neighbor has. It's kind of signed up like this. The only land that I want to buy is the part that my neighbors have.
Yeah, it's coveting. The Bible says, don't covet your neighbor's wife. Don't covet your neighbor's stuff, your neighbor's goods. Don't covet that. Just wanting things that we don't need or are not supposed to have. So that would be lust of the eyes is covetousness. In John chapter, 1 John 2, verse 20, it reads, it says, but you have an unction from the Holy One that you know all things. Now we understand that man is made up of three different things. Man's made up of the flesh, the soul nature, and the spirit nature, and the areas of sin, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. But the other item that we can be driven by is, it says you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. Now, I know that you have to understand Scripture according to where it was put together. It says you know all things, but really you don't know everything. And I'm not trying to discredit Scripture. I'm trying to help you understand what it's saying here, that God, when you're directed, when God is the one driving you, then He gives your conscience. You know, you can develop your conscience through the Word of God. God will help you develop your conscience to the point where you can understand what God's saying and what God's doing, and it's called an unction. Now, unction is really, that's really a deep spiritual term, and I love this spiritual term, this unction, because unction has to do with horse training. Of course, everything does in my thinking. It has to do with horse training, because what an unction is a cue. It's a cue that you give a horse when you train him to do certain things with certain cues. Now you can cue a horse by pulling on a rein. You can hold pressure on his mouth until he begins to drop his head and release the pressure. And it's not long till you begin to pull the pressure up, his head drops. You can teach him to drop his head. You can teach him to put his nose right on the ground by just holding it a little longer, make him go a little deeper and take the pressure off. And pretty soon you can put his nose right on the ground. It's a cue that you're teaching him. Now, using the same cue, what you can do is you can pull on that rein, and when he begins to raise his head, you can take the pressure off. And a lot of amateur riders that don't understand horses, they'll be pulling on his rein trying to stop, and he'll start to throw his head up and it'll scare him. They'll release him. What they've actually done is they've taught this horse to raise his head. So every time you start to put pressure on him, he goes up and you release him, and it causes him to have an unction or a cue that says raise your head or lower your head. But a great trainer, he will use that to teach a horse to lower his head down. We use it in the box a lot when we're roping. We back a horse in the box and he starts to get nervous, and we give him this unction or this cue, and we give him a little pressure and he starts to drop his head. Now, when he drops his head, what that does in horse language, when they're relaxing, that's what they do. They drop their head. So if you teach them to drop their head in the back of the box where the tension is high, what it does, it teaches them to start relaxing down there. And when they put their head down, you take the pressure off. So you're in the back of the box. They start to get excited about, because they're wanting to go. After a few times, they're wanting to go. You just pick them up, let their head drop, and it makes them relax, helps them to relax. And then you take the pressure completely off. So when you back in the box, pressure, no pressure, he's good. And the other thing is when you get ready to go and they're just standing there and they start their heads up where it should be and they're ready to go, what you do is you pick up the reins just a little bit, just before you nod your head. And instead of him rearing up, he'll want to drop his head down. And if he'll drop his head down, it helps him get his rear end behind him where he breaks flat. Just a nice little training cue. Well, that's an illustration so you can understand what the word unction really comes from. The Bible says you have an unction and you know. Well, let's get it exactly. You know, verse 20, you know all things. You know what all things? You know that the one leading you, because of your spirit, man, because you've been born again, you've committed your life to Christ. You've helped raise that guy up in the Word of God. You've helped raise your spiritual man to where he's in charge. And he knows the Word. He's had an encounter with God. He's beginning to live for God. His life is beginning to clean up. It begins to show the fruits of living for God. There's an enthusiasm because he knows that it's God's way to do things. And when God begins to work on him, all God has to do is pick that up. And he knows what to do. It's because God has taught him everything that he wants him to know by adding just a little bit of this, a little bit of pressure, a little bit of pressure God uses. And it's pressure on your heart. God speaks to your heart. And he doesn't necessarily have to speak words. You know, these crazy computers, they go on a, I don't know anymore, maybe, but when I was younger, what I understood, that all the computers did was they went on a yes, no cue to figure out everything that they figured out. It's yes or no. And the Bible says that with God, it's yay and amen. Yes and amen, or yes and no. Yes in the end. But what we need to do is we need to allow ourselves to mature in the Word of God, allow ourselves to have an encounter with God, allow ourselves to be exposed to God dealing with our heart and our tender conscience, and develop our tender conscience to do what's right. No stealing, no cheating, no, it's in there. And it allows God to go, hey, And then we begin to do what he wants to do, and he relaxes that, and we're back into place. And it's not that you know everything, you know all things, and I'll help you understand that, all things. It's the things that he wants you, me, to understand about what he's doing in us and to us and even through us, what he can do through us. And the unction is the cue that he's going to use. And the way that unction is tuned up is by the Word of God becoming a part of our life. By our time in prayer, us experiencing God and God speaking to our hearts and us checking out, is that really God or not, by reading his Word. We come to church and we listen to pastors. If you've made it this far today, you listen to pastors tell you that this is how you learn to get close to God, and you begin to experience that. You're in training to be a person who understands the cues that God's giving, and the cues operate through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It says the Holy One. That can be talking of Jesus also. But when Jesus, I mean, when the Bible sets assignments out, part of his assignment of the Holy Spirit is to be with us now that Jesus has gone back to the Father. The Holy Spirit is to be with us. He's to guide us and lead us into all truth. He's to comfort us. He's to be the one who allows us to live and breathe and have our moving. It's through the Holy Spirit that the unction and cues that God will give us will help us to be the people that God wants us to be. And I'm going to tell you something. When I have a horse that begins to want to do what I want him to do, I have a horse that I can do almost anything with because it begins to compound. And it even gets to the point where, and I'm saying this cautiously because I do understand that with prayer, if you're constantly in contact with the Lord every day, making contact with him, what happens is you begin to understand how he feels, how he thinks. And there are times when I'm riding my horse, and you'll see it in these cutting horse operations. They'll train this cutting horse where to be when a cow's in a certain place. But if that horse has no desire to be a cutting horse, none of those cues and promptings will do anything for him. But if he has a desire, that owner will set him in a situation and he'll set the reins down and he'll hold on to the saddle horn and he will allow that horse to work because that horse has already been informed on this is how God feels about this. This is how God thinks about this. And when you run into a situation where you're tempted for the lust of the flesh, where you're tempted the lust of the eyes, and you will be, when you're tempted of pride of life, where you just want to be seen, if you're tempted with all of that stuff, then the thing driving you is going to be a distraction from the thing that God wants you to do. And the thing about God, the will of God, is such a cool thing, because when we live in the will of God, according to God's plan for our life, there is a satisfaction that nothing in the world can ever bring to you. And it allows God to take care of you the way that God wants to take care of you. And we're going to be talking a few series down the road. We're going to be talking about fellowship and how important it is. But for right now, what you need to understand is we need to grow until we see and feel and understand what that unction and cues that God's giving us so that we can be the people of God. And when we do that, man, life begins to happen the way it's supposed to happen. And I want to pray with you as we go. I want to pray that God will guide your steps. I pray that God would take your reins. I pray that God will give you the foot cues and the heart cues so that you can be effective for the kingdom of God, and God can lead you to be the person that he wants you to be. And I'm going to be happy for you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you today that we've been able to challenge people's hearts to grow close to you. Lord, we know that we've talked about these foundations for a lot of times and spent a lot of years on them. But Lord, I pray you'd make it clear to us again. I pray that our hearts would be open to you. I pray that our hearts would be receptive to your cues and to the unction of your Holy Spirit and the working that he does and wants to do through us, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, what drives us is before we receive Christ is a lot of things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the boastful pride of life. And hopefully, as we know Christ and know his goodness and what he's done for us, then we begin to understand his goodness.
Yeah.
And then we are more natural in our walk with him. That's the growth that we have as Christians. Isn't that right?
Oh, I would think so. And what I always want to let people know is this walk with Christ is not I prayed the prayer, I'm fixed.
That's absolutely right.
It's a progression. Uh-huh. And it starts with confession of sins, but then God begins to do work in us. Mm-hmm. And he's not trying to make us do stuff we don't want to do and not let us do the stuff we want to do.
Right.
But what he's trying to do is more align us with how he's programmed our life to work the way it should work.
We're so glad you joined us today. You can write to us at the address on the screen. You can contact us with that QR code down there. You can see us on Facebook, and you can watch us right here on RFD TV. Thank you so much for your support. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Cowboy Church.